Remember this headline after President Obama won the 2008 election? Black man given nation's worst job. Today, the same publication has this headline: Nation suddenly remembers simple comforts of having out-of-touch white man-run country. We're, of course, talking about The Onion, the satirical fake newspaper and website that attracts a combined 12 million readers. And for a look at the political coverage from The Onion this year, Will Tracy, editor of The Onion, joins us from Chicago Public Radio. Will, where does this come from?
I think we have to pay a little bit of attention to what everybody is talking about. So I think we all check in the morning. What is the thing that everyone seems to be twittering about? What is the thing that everyone is coalescing around? And I think we have to make a call whether something is worth it or not. Certain things, I think, that feel too kind of ephemeral or too silly.
Silly?
Too silly for us. We do the silly part.
What is too silly for you?
I mean, something that seems inconsequential, something that seems to really not reflect anything that's real in politics or culture and seems to be sort of something that people will have forgotten in 3 weeks. I think that's stuff we try to forget about.
Okay.
And we try to focus on stuff that has a little bit more resonance and relevance.
Well, here's some. Romney campaign releases new pictures of him standing in Situation Room during Bin Laden raid.
He was there.
With all those people, we remember everybody sitting and looking. But here's a companion one. Weeping President Obama breaks down, admits Bin Laden still alive and out there somewhere.
He made a big mistake. He lied.
Well, but is there something? I've asked you this before. I already know the answer. Is there something you won't do? There sort of isn't something you won't do.
Well, you know, I don't think there's a single topic that we won't cover. And we've done jokes on war and genocide and murder and every disease that you can imagine. It's not so much the topic as the target is our general rule. And just making sure that that is right so that you're not just coming off totally cruel and wrongheaded. A little bit cruel is fine.
Well, let's stay with the cruel. So
yeah.
Here's a story about Barack Obama. The headline is, if I lose to Mitt Romney, I'll probably kill myself. I mean,
how cruel is that, really?
Well, but
I think that's just stating the obvious.
But then in the inside fake commentary, you quote this faux Obama quote. The question is, do I even deserve to live if I can't beat Mitt Romney? And I don't think I do, really. People didn't even like hearing Tag Romney say that he'd take a swing at the president. And he was joking, you know, after one of the debates.
I still think, though, if you read the whole story, the target of the story is Mitt Romney. It's not really Barack Obama.
Well,
you know, so that's what I mean by, like, we just have to make sure we're really careful with who we're targeting.
Is it fair to say that most of the time the target is Mitt Romney? Another one. Here's a fake commentary from...
I like to think it's 50-50, but go ahead.
Well, yeah. You'd be wrong. Here's a fake commentary from Mitt Romney. It's entitled, "Would a man who doesn't support women let his wife pick out any oven she wants for her birthday?"
Like, see, that's something where, like, you know, we knew we had to make some sort of comment after that debate. I think we wanted to stay away from binders full of women just because that was the immediate punchline everyone went to. I tend to like to stay away from that stuff. It's sort of a joke that makes itself. It reminded me of, like, I mean, this is going way back, but like Dick Cheney shooting a guy in the face, while inherently funny, is not something I think we really needed to make a joke about.
I actually think I remember that when Dick Cheney did have that hunting accident where he did shoot a dear friend and hunting partner who is fine, who ended up fine. I think you just wrote that because
exactly. It's sort of like it if it reads sort of like a made up story already, then it's kind of like, take some of the fun out of it, maybe.
Well, you have a lot of fun at the expense of Joe Biden. And in fact, he has an entry in your new book. Again, this
he
is
sure does.
Yeah, the Onion Book of Known Knowledge. It's a thin book.
It's a thin book, yet it contains everything that's that is known, everything that is information, and it's really the only book anyone would need to own. In fact, one could actually kind of take every other book that they have and burn it.
Burn it, right?
Because
and no need
really
for the internet.
No. No need for Wikipedia or anything else.
Nothing.
I mean, print is sort of the future anyway, so I think this book capitalizes on that.
Well, here's one of your entries. Theater is defined as a place used for thousands of years to keep the shrill and needy isolated from society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we have to keep them kind of isolated and separated from the rest of the population, I think.
But we were on Biden, Joe Biden. And
yes.
He has an entry in your book. Can you read us a part of that?
Sure. Biden, Joe, 47th Vice President of the United States, born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Biden spent his formative years in Wilmington, Delaware, where, at the age of 12, he walked in on the mother of a school friend while she was changing and then asked if she really wanted him to leave. Biden graduated high school in 1961, but for 3 years afterward periodically hung out in the parking lot of his alma mater and his 1957 Ford Del Rio station wagon, the back of which he had converted into a cot and minibar.
I don't think this is true.
This is all true.
But he has responded to you, didn't he?
He has. He's aware of us. He even plugged a TV show we were doing at the time. He did correct us, though, that he does not own a Trans Am, a Corvette.
This is after your 2009 story called Shirtless Biden Washes Trans Am in White House Driveway.
Yes.
Unfortunate. And he says, I don't have a Trans Am.
Nope. He has a Corvette, apparently. I believe a Stingray, but I'm not sure. You know, it's obviously, I think the real Biden is slightly different than our Biden, but there does seem to be that kind of glimmer of truth that people immediately recognized it when we started this character. People kind of got it.
You could really,
even he seems to get it,
yes,
I think.
You could really, almost for a minute, picture him washing his car in the driveway.
Yeah, just nudge him in one direction, and like he could be living on a houseboat, and he could own a Trans Am.
Well, on your website, you also have videos. Here's a clip from a story called Florida to Experiment with New 600-Lever Voting Machines.
The new 22-foot-tall steam-powered machines, which officials are hailing as, quote, the future of voting, each feature over 45 separate panels of levers, along with an intricate series of valves, knobs, cranks, and pumps, all designed to streamline the electoral process.
We do add at the end of the story that if you just want to vote straight ticket Republican, there's just a small red button in the center of the machine. You can just press that. So it's fairly efficient, we believe.
Tweets. You tweet during the debates. I remember retweeting, quick, everyone tweet us your opinion because it will mean absolutely nothing at all.
Right. That's sort of our general view towards our readership, is that they are kind of a teeming ignorant mass. And we like to kind of keep that voice in line as much as possible. And it's throughout the book, too.
You know, well, I mean, but are you ever worried, and I already know the answer to this, but I have to ask, that someone will take something you say seriously? I'm thinking of what happened in September when the Iranian news agency, Fars, republished an Onion Gallup poll. It was a fake Onion poll in which you said, according to 77% of rural Caucasian voters, they would rather go to a baseball game or have a drink with Iranian President Ahmadinejad than spend time with President Obama. They reprinted
it. I'm not
that.
Worried about that, no. I mean, it was picked up and reprinted by Fars, and no, that I love that. I cackle maniacally in my little office.
But now there's Iranians walking around thinking that there are that actually 77% of rural white voters in America would rather go to a baseball game with Ahmadinejad.
No, they did print some sort of a retraction. I hope that story didn't actually have that kind of impact. But if it did, in a sense, we have to consider that a job well done.
Will Tracy, editor of The Onion. They're out with a new book, The Onion Book of Known Knowledge. They have a website and a weekly newspaper. We'll link you up at hereandnow.org. Or actually at hereandnow.org, we'll tell you how to avoid it. Will, thank you as always.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so in today's paper, they have Barack Obama writing a column titled, "This May Not Be the Ideal Moment Politically, But It's Time to Talk Reparations." They show Mitt Romney upset at Hurricane Sandy because it's knocked over all of his lawn signs. Childish. And at times, desperately needed. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a great weekend. Don't forget to set your clocks back, or many of you will think I really sound like Terry Gross. And please, join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.